All right, we'll start now. Okay. Our meeting tonight, this is a special board meeting of the Yorkville Parks and Recreation Department, Monday, June 16th at 6 p.m. Should we call to order and everything, or?
Yes.
Why don't we just introduce ourselves and go around the board for a roll call?
Tiffany Forsell.
Jorge Ayala.
Our new gentleman here.
Sammy Hall.
Dan Lane.
Sash Stevanovic.
Okay, and we do have Ken Cope is here.
Yes.
We're here for basically the new Cannonball Ridge Park Playground Equipment Purchase Proposal. I want to say, I hope everybody read the stuff that was sent to them. Very, very good, I think very nice. I read also what Alderman in the Funkhauser said too, which is interesting.
Haven't seen it yet. Just pulled that up.
It's interesting. So, I mean, that's something that we can have a discussion on that too, if you'd like.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, part of this is the reason we're having a special park board meeting is, as Scott and his team was going through, as part of the city budget was money designated to purchase a new playground at Cannonball. It's coming up on 20 years. That's about the useful lifespan for any playground. We're trying to replace them every 20 years, this one's up. So as Scott and his staff was going through to replace this one, we were notified by the company that basically they're only going to give us 30-day quotes. That with the uncertainty with tariffs, these things can change on a moment's notice. They're only going to guarantee us quotes for 30 days. This one's good until, I think, July 5th. And so that's the reason we want to get the meeting today, because we want to try to get on next week's city council meeting to get approved. As part of this process, and Scott goes through the details, is this is going to be a refurbished, there's two playgrounds there.
Right.
We're going to refurbish it, not completely tear it out and replace it. This has been an effective way for us to save money, to enhance the parks, and also it's kind of saved staff time a little bit too, to get these done a little bit quicker. Scott can give the details of all the amenities.
But it's basically saving money.
It saves money.
It keeps us on budget. I don't know, you know, and certainly, like, if we had to fully replace these two playgrounds, the 2-5 and the 5-12, we'd need a much larger budget. To rehab these and essentially have new playgrounds.
And we're doing it ourselves. We're not, the company's country's not coming in and taking it.
We do all the playgrounds ourselves now.
No.
They wouldn't want the, they wouldn't just want the decks and that stuff.
They want everything.
Correct. They want to be able to take it back and rebuild it.
I got it.
So we can certainly reach out though to them, Dan, and see if they would want some of that stuff. Because they might,
What are you doing?
We'll scrap it.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, some of it we might keep just in case something else breaks, because we have multiple playgrounds from this manufacturer.
Right. Okay, continue, please.
So you have all the information there. We can go over some of the stuff that we're replacing, the colors. But Alderman Funkhauser, who is an alderman in that area, had reached out to me today. Was concerned about the colors that the staff had recommended. And was more interested in something that was similar to what's there. I did explain back to him in an email that I have, it's in the packets on the back page, that the reason that the industry is going to brighter colors nationwide, there's a variety of factors, but the biggest one is safety. Kids can see the brighter colors better, they can find amenities better, they can find different, when they have to go to different areas, it's safe in that type of sense. Sensory issues, the brighter colors helps out, things of that nature.
But he also addressed three of the issues that you said.
He responded back, and that's in there if you guys want to
read that. It's interesting.
Yeah. So if you want to read that, his letter's in there. I also emailed it to everyone in there, our emails, and then as well as his response back.
I read that.
I did put in there is there was another color option. So it's not like we can just go and say, do this poll, this color, this color, this color. Like, there was another option in there. We just been going with bright colors the last few playgrounds here. It's kind of where the industry is going for a variety of factors. Staff looked at, this is the colors that we had recommended. So, but I want to make sure he wanted me to pass that along to you guys. You also have an email back if you get back home and look at it too. So that gives you just kind of the background on that. I don't know if Scott, you can go through the actual playground and what we're replacing.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I did put in there another decks, climbers, slides, play panels, railing, stairs, transfer platforms, are all things that we're replacing.
We're not doing anything to the basketball wing.
No.
That's staying the same color and everything.
It is, and we refurbished that a few years back.
Okay,
now we've had to
painting the surface or anything, everything is.
Not yet. We will when the time comes when it needs it. We'll resurface it when it needs it.
Does everybody know, just so we go, where Cannonball's at? You know where it's at, Sammy?
Yeah.
Okay, because this is right behind the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is kind of a quick overview of it, of what's there. There's obviously a baseball field in front of it. I didn't have that in here, but there's a basketball court, to answer mine. We do have a couple skate board amenities in there. If you've seen it, if you walk it along the trail here, there's one.
Skate nodes, we call them.
There's the shelter, here's your playground, here's your swing right here. And then there's some bigger pictures. This one is a little unique, is that you have two playgrounds here. So here's one of them.
That's the 2-5.
And that's the current color now.
And that's the 5-12.
Then there's the swings that will be in place. And this kind of gives you an overview of what the old one is like, and then what the new one going over top would be like.
Right, so some of the difficulty we have, this is where it gets a little bit tricky on what you can and can't do. So you have to, there's a safety zone around all playgrounds that you have to meet. So you kind of have to fit it back in the same footprint, or like we're doing at Rotary, which is a much larger, much bigger project that we're working on, where we've actually tore out some of the curb that's holding the surfacing for the playground and expanded it so that we could expand our safety zone so it would actually be correct for the playground we're putting in. So you can see here, we got a couple of tight spots where we may have to, once we get the new stuff installed, we'll take our measurements, and if we have to cut the concrete and bow it out so that we still meet the ADA, the standard for Consumer Product Safety Commission that they recommend for the safety zones. So it is a little bit difficult because you can't just pick anything and everything because you only have so much space. So it is a little tricky. We spent about 6 months, myself and my playground foreman, going back and forth, working with the designer that sells this equipment, changing things up, bringing it up and beyond the current ADA standard, so that on both playgrounds, on the 2-5 and on the 5-12.
And this gives you kind of overview stuff being replaced, but this is more the color then. So
these are the colors. So typically what we do is we get a couple of renderings from the manufacturer. Now we can have input on that, but so we ask them to do that. And then typically what we do is we bounce it past park and rec staff and kind of ask them, hey, what do you think on color wise? So we don't just, because keep in mind the poles are staying in the park. So those are dark brown, those are staying. So you try to get something that, you know, somewhat coordinates with that, but also offers a little bit more of an inviting, exciting look to it for the kids.
So just give you a kind of overview of what's new going in compared to what we have over there.
And we want people to know it's new and redesigned. So this is one of the ground level elements that we'll be installing as well.
They love those.
Mm-hmm.
That's in there. Now, one of the other options, and it's in there, and I can pull it up.
Some of your color selection, too. So we are keeping a couple elements, and I can, if you...
Now, that's another option.
Right, and we showed that to staff as well, and staff kind of, you know, the majority of staff liked the other one better. So, that's kind of what we thought we would go with. We thought that kids would enjoy that, so... If there's a different view in there, Tim, can you go back to the other one? I want to show them. So a couple of the elements, I don't know if there's a reverse view on there or not.
It's probably just this guy.
Okay. All right, yeah. Anyway, so we are keeping one of the slides. The current slide is a dark green. That's kind of a no-no. We all know that now, right? So 20 years ago, you know, the whole idea was, hey, stay away from stainless steel slides because they get extremely hot. Darker colors do too. So we do have a darker green slide, but it faces north. It's a 360. The reason we're keeping it is because we just replaced it about 4 years ago, and it was about $7,000 to replace it. So it still has plenty of life left in it, and we felt like, you know, we didn't want to tear it out for no reason, being that it was fairly new still. We are going to replace the deck it attaches to and all this other stuff. All the hardware around it is going to get replaced. But so we kind of had to go with that, but we definitely don't want to go with darker colors from a standpoint of that they get hot. especially on slides or something where kids are going to like be sitting down on them.
You determine then what it's going to look like,
right?
Right there. Yeah, that's a done deal.
Not necessarily, if you guys don't like it.
No, I mean, no. For us, not to look.
Are you talking the amenities, Dan?
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's it. I mean, it looks good to me. I mean, I'm not a park.
I think the amenities are fine. I think, unless you guys have any objections to any of the amenities. I think, obviously, one of the big discussions now is, do we want to change the colors based off of the alderman's recommendation or not?
But I really want to point out, like, these are half panels, so you can wheel your wheelchair up underneath. These are some of the improvements we're doing, like, currently. And you guys notice, like, here you get a transfer platform and then stairs up to this level. Well, right. Wheelchair can't get up there. But we have ground level stuff here. We do have this kind of cantilevers over, so kids can wheel up in front of it or behind it and still grab a hold of it. And then on the other, I think we also have talk tubes that we're repurposing and reusing. This is the backside of it, so we've got a spinning unit here that's going to be going in as well. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a unit there that's going to be ground level for the kids. And then here is kind of like a, they call it a hangout area, and it's just a spot for kids to kind of congregate mm-hmm. under stuff. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about that is that, again, kids in wheelchairs, special needs kids, can all be part of that.
This is the other one.
This is the 2-5, so something similar here. So you got these bumps that are really fairly easy to get up. Here's your transfer platform, and if you spin around, there's a sitting nook, like a gathering nook, where kids of all abilities can go to.
So the question I want to ask the board members here now, does anybody want to discuss colors? What is your feeling about it? I read it.
I haven't read our email yet.
I have a different one. I was looking through the pictures of the sensory wall. Like, I had spent a fair amount of time in special ed. There wasn't anything on it. Is there a plan for that, or they're going to...
Yeah, so, like, so when you... hit that sensory wall he just showed you, can you scroll down?
Is that one with the rain makers?
Yes. So and we got to pick each one of those things. And really, so there's kind of like 7 different areas that you try to target. So those are all different. Those kind of fit, like... all different type of special needs, whether it's, you want to kind of hit all the signs. So you can hear it, you can trace it if you're not really good with your vision. There's things you can turn, there's games you can play. I think the one there, the 4 in a row, is actually kind of like a Connect Four thing. You can play at ground level with other kids or adults. And then the mixed panel is, you can turn it as well. So,
cool.
Yeah, we really try to gear all that stuff up so that it's...
cool about it.
And some of that is actually even can be calming too. Like kids will trace that maze panel with their finger, and it actually is a calming thing. Kind of like a fidget spinner, if you know what that is.
Or like the garden.
Yes. Rotary Park, we're replacing right now. I think you've been on a couple of emails. That's the first fully inclusive playground.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
I mean, that's somewhere, for the community, if they were looking for something specific, yes, they would have to drive there.
That's
so
full
great.
Wheelchair. That's like...
just to have that as an option. Most places, anywhere else, wouldn't even have an option.
So, we are looking at it. Every playground we put it in.
And the last 3 playgrounds we've added things like this.
That's so good.
We think it's important.
Oh, that's great.
It's important to include everybody.
Yeah. So the idea is, does anybody have any really strong feelings about colors?
No. I mean, yeah, I do. That green, I have strong feeling for that.
You like the more bright colors, right? Like the color. Can you go back to the regular?
That's kind of what staff thought too. They kind of like the fact
that the colors pop. I just like everybody's opinion because the letter was addressed to us, the board members,
correct?
To consider this or when they're doing it. You like the more bright. You like the brighter colors.
Yeah, that those.
What do you think? Perfect.
I like the brighter colors, but I have a question, since he's concerned so much about the colors mm-hmm. in the neighborhood, and I know it's an extra thing to do, but is there a way that we can reach out to some of the residents maybe in that area?
I was going to ask if that's been done.
I'm sorry.
To
talk
point.
About colors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the people, I'm just saying, like, playing both fields.
A resident right here, I'll that. What do you think?
Yeah, that's where I live.
That's where he lives.
I don't know what everyone thinks, you can only gather so much, you don't know everyone, there's multiple subdivisions that go into the park. you know, personally, and I think many of the folks that we know would like the brighter version. You know, I even think it's better for safety, you know, because it's so dark in that park, and then there's a very thick, lush screen, so you can't, like, it's hard to see who's, like, hanging out after, you know, after dusk, and in my head, we're building this park for 2045, right? You know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, so...
Definitely.
Once upon a time, no, I don't think any Parks and Rec folks really liked the bright reds or the bright yellows because they faded, right? They just turned like awful hues and they kind of didn't look like they intended. Like, is this stuff going to fade?
To some degree, you'll get fading on everything.
Yeah,
and even the darker colors will fade even quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you try to like be careful on what you pick. You know, we picked a lighter green because we didn't want it to get too hot. Mm-hmm. For the rotomolded, which is what the slides are. You know, we picked it's a softer orange for the railing with the gray, figuring that would buffer between the brown and the grays.
Yeah. I mean,
the steel will not fade much.
Okay.
The powder coating doesn't fade like it used to. That's
okay.
Gotten much
yeah.
better. It's more your plastics that okay. fade a little bit and soften.
You know, I read through, you know, all the Rinfunkhauser's citations and sources. I mean, it's all solid. You know, there's a school of thought for, there's a plan for the playground that's there now, you know, set in nature. I totally get that, can't dispute that. I think that there are other emerging schools of thought, you know, with colors. And if you spend a few hours driving back and forth from Elgin to Yorkville and seeing some neighborhood parks, you know, not community parks, not, you know, urban parks, but you're going to see these colors, you know, right? I mean, I've seen them in Aurora. Sometimes we'll stop randomly because of this. You know, the kids will see it from a distance, and we stop, and we hang out for a while, and it's like our little playground tour. I like it. I mean, I don't overlook the park. Like, I don't see it from my window. Maybe it would impact those folks a little more, you know, but the landscaping is pretty lush and thick. It's, you know, kind of...
It buffers it.
Yeah,
is that what
yeah.
you're saying?
Yeah, it kind of thins it out a little bit, you know, but I'm favoring the brighter colors a little more as things are right now, but I would like, you know, it's nice to know what other folks are thinking.
Yeah, I just wanted, like, for me, you know, I have two little kids, so of course the brighter parks I'm going to stop at. Absolutely, totally agree with the safety. I'm just thinking about the residents around there. If they're on the fence, if they've reached out to him, I don't know. I just want to make sure that we're covering that aspect too.
Well, I know that.
And I know we're not going to make everybody happy, but.
Emily Sleezer Park is right by me, and I love the colors. They're bare colors. We didn't have any. Well, we did have a couple people from Green Bay who wanted Green Bay colors. But anyway, no, nobody complained about the colors. It's, you know, I think it's a, I don't think it's a big deal. I really don't. You know the research on that. I read all of your research. You too. I think it's more modern. I think it looks more inviting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I, that's all.
That's
we want
the
kids
part.
To
the
go
kids,
there.
The
right.
kids like to go.
Exactly. Kids. I mean,
they
you might
see
not...
them and they like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I see the other side. Like, if it is a softer, not a bright color,
yeah.
are you inviting other things to be happening
no,
in the park,
no.
you know?
Darkness,
so, yeah,
darkness.
So that's why like, you
yeah.
you hear both and you think about both, but me personally, I like the brighter just because it's inviting. And yes, I agree on the safety, and majority of the kids that do have sensory issues, the brighter colors are much better and safer, so.
The younger kids like the bright colors.
Yeah.
yeah. What are the age of the parks? The first one is
two to five, and then 5 to 12.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the face of the neighborhood is changing a little bit too, you know, slowly. You know, some neighbors are picking, you know, yellow siding and, like, you know, non-traditional colors for their siding. It's kind of changing the face a little bit. You know, we've got the new development across the street at some point. I think it's still a go. You know, that's a little different. The townhouses are different. I mean, again, this is 2045, you know, like, and the folks that live there now, like me, we're not going to be there forever, you know. What are folks moving in going to be attracted to?
Yeah.
You know.
But we have, so we're making a motion to approve or whatever.
They would make a recommendation to the council. I mean, ultimately, they have final say on this.
Right.
So, I mean.
You have to vote on it and everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, the board would make a recommendation. I would redo the memo, just basically saying the park board, this is their recommendation on this. I would just say, to answer your question, we've never asked on colors on any subdivision.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never been an issue. We've never even had somebody.
I think you have to be a little bit careful with that, because when you do like design or pick by committee, you'll probably stir more up than you'll make more upset.
Experts, is this what the experts recommended?
You know, I wouldn't say like the experts recommended. I think really we were just trying. We knew we had round poles, and we were trying to go with lighter colors so the didn't heat up as badly. So we were trying to accommodate that and to make it inviting to the children.
No, I think we should move forward with the recommendation that you guys have. I think you guys, this is your realm, so you guys know. I just, my only thought was, you know, what do the residents think that live across it? That was sometimes. That's like the mom comes in if I'm living across the street. Do I want to see a bright color? But then I think about it in both ways, like safety and, you know, God forbid, like crime or anything.
Sure.
So.
Any other questions?
Any other questions about this at all? So it's kind of set in the sense that we know what we're going to put up there. It's just a matter of
colors.
Colors.
No, I mean, you said there were no complaints or folks calling that they're...
I've never had a
Chris will probably bring up group.
Yeah. I've never had.
So he's never been fighting. He did it for other stuff, so.
Well, I mean, and we mentioned the colors, we talked about it, and what makes sense, so.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the design as it is, and the colors we feel, and we'll take a vote on this, should be the colors, that the bright colors that you have chosen. Does that make sense?
Okay.
We don't know what the colors are called, but exactly what they're called.
It's proposed in the memo.
Okay, Tiffany?
Yes.
Jorge?
Yes.
Sammy?
Yes.
Sash?
Yes.
Dan? Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Now we can get it ordered.
I mean, really.
Price is going up. I want to get it ordered.
Oh, I was going to say, the older you get, though, the more, this is true, the older you get, the more classic colors you want, the more quiet colors. Kids like bright colors, cars, or bright colors. We get, like, old man's tan. Yeah, okay. Our next meeting, when is our next meeting, then?
It's July 17th. For July 17th, I'll be honest. That's Riverfest weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. We may postpone it and push it down a couple weeks since we have a festival that weekend, so I'll stay in contact with you and the board.
Okay, it is now 6:25. We'd like to adjourn the meeting. Tiffany?
Yes.
I know, I just didn't get to it.
Okay. We're adjourned.
All adjourned.
All adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.